Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We bring in Georgia head coach Scott Strickland. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Doing fine, thank you. Congratulations on the milestone win. I know you said it just means you're old, but still, 500 victories. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it does make me feel a little bit older. appreciate the coaches that I've been able to coach with over the years and all the great players I've been able to have. So it's amazing that I've been coaching that long. It doesn't seem like it, but yeah, it was fun to get it out of the way, and now we can move on and try to get 501.
When you were younger, because you said you crossed paths with Andrew Jones, right, in Greenville. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
So y'all rode on a bus together, right? So
we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that, did you ever think it's like, wow, I'm going to be sitting at 500 wins one day, and I'm sitting here with Andrew Jones?
No. When I was sitting with Andrew Jones, he was hitting about 450, and I was hitting about 150. So I was not really thinking too much about my baseball career. I had no idea what I was going to do when I was a fledgling minor leaguer. But things worked out. It's amazing how they do sometimes. But, you know, just glad to be at Georgia, proud to be a part of it, and just want to keep it rolling.
Before we move on, I know yesterday was there was some sadness too with the news that Mike Reben had passed away, and he was always great. He would tweet during the broadcasts, and he was a Florida guy. You know, he lived down in Florida. He'd have photos of having a cold beverage, listening to the games. He was always a big Bulldog supporter. I don't know how well you knew him because he had played so long ago, and I know he would come back for reunions and stuff, but it's just it was just sad to hear that he had passed away at the age of 51 from cancer. When did you find out? Was that yesterday also?
Yeah, I found out yesterday. One of his former teammates sent me a text to let me know, and yeah, Mike has been a very big part of what we've done here, you know, before I was here and during my time. He always came back for our alumni outings. We saw him when we went to Gainesville. He was there. He always made sure he came up and said hello. But looking back at what he did, he was a great player for us and a great Bulldog. And yeah, it was shocking news. I knew earlier in the week that he was going in for surgery. And you hear that, you always get a little concerned, but you just kind of think that everything's going to be okay. And then I got the text yesterday morning that he had passed during surgery. Just a really sad day. Really feel for his family and all his friends, and we're all thinking about him, and just a really, really tough day.
I'll say this too, and Mike, you know, would love to hear us talking about this. How can you imagine winning the College World Series now, winning, playing five games, winning four, and only using three pitchers the entire time? Not for one game, but for the entire College World Series, and that was what Georgia did in 1990.
Yeah, I mean the bullpen wasn't as big a deal, and the rosters weren't as big. I mean that team had 25 players. You know, now you travel 27, but they only had 25 in their total roster. So you can imagine probably a couple of those guys were beat up and couldn't play, It is an amazing feat, and you know, for Mike to go out there, he beat Mike Mussina twice out in Omaha. That is amazing, and I'm sure that not too many people can say that. And just really sad that he's passed on. But he leaves a lot behind, and a lot of people that care about him.
Yep, just a great guy. Well, I know Tuesday was disappointing, which I know probably had to make yesterday a little bit better, just because it was a good bounce back win for you guys.
Yeah, it was. That's what we talked about on Tuesday night after that loss. That was a really hard loss, and we did not play well. We didn't have our focus, and I tried, and I could feel it coming, you know, just with all the, you know, they were throwing a Georgia kid, it's a Tuesday game after a Monday off day. We're playing pretty well. We're rolling. We're playing a team that we should beat. You know, certainly on paper we should beat. And so I sent out messages on Monday just to, heads up. They're throwing their best guy. He's a Georgia guy. Make sure you're focused. Make sure you're ready. On Tuesday before the game, I talked about never having regrets of what you do. Make sure that you take care of your business, and let's not look back and have regrets. And it was just one of those things. You could see it coming. You could feel it coming. After the first inning, it just felt off. And you know what? Give them credit. They did a great job. They made some great defensive plays. We didn't execute when we needed to, and they found a way to win. And that made yesterday's win even better. Leading up to it, it was tough. And I didn't sleep very much the night before, and just the losses eat you up a little bit. And that was a tough one. But we did bounce back and beat a very good Kennesaw State in-state rival. That's a big deal, beating guys in your state. And we bounced back, got a good win, and hopefully have some momentum for this weekend.
Coach, talking about that in-state rivalry and then also, you know, heading down to Statesboro this weekend, these players are probably very familiar with the guys on the other teams, with travel ball and everything. How much does that familiarity play a part of this weekend, maybe knowing the other pitchers and everything and vice versa, them maybe, you know, guys on Southern have played against guys on our staff?
Well, it adds a little spice to it for sure. I mean, when you're playing against the guys that you know, and a lot of our guys are friends with those guys, but, you know, when you're competing against your friend at something, you don't want to lose. You don't want to hear it from them. So, you know, the rivals, it's a natural rivalry to begin with, but now you've got that familiarity there. And so guys are going to be pushing a little bit extra hard, and you don't want to lose to your buddy. That's for sure. So, you know, our guys that we talk about, you know what, you can be friends when the series over. When we shake hands on Sunday, then you can give them a hug. But before that, it's all business. And, you know, we're trying to beat them. They're trying to beat us. And when it's all said and done, we'll shake hands and part ways on Sunday. But this is a rivalry, and we want to make sure that we win the series.
I hope, too. I mean, this is one of those forecasts. You've probably done the same thing weather-wise where it looks like it can be interpreted several different ways as to what the rain's going to do. A series like this, don't you want – I mean, you know, can squeeze the games in potentially – but you want to play them as close to schedule as possible because you want the fans to be there and be in a hostile environment and see how your guys react. Is that kind of how you approach it too?
Yeah, I mean, you just want to be on schedule. You know, when you get rain and you get pushed back and you get delayed, and it just takes you out of your routine. So, you know, having a regular weekend where everything goes off as planned, I mean, that's what you want. We haven't had that yet. But, yeah, it looks like it could rain all 3 days. You have no idea what's going to happen. The worst thing that can happen is, you know, you get started in a game and you get to the second or third inning and you have to stop it, and then you probably burn your starting pitcher. And, you know, neither team wants to do that. So that's what we hope we can get through this thing. Once we start the games, that we can go clean and get all the way through it. And you don't want those delays because that burns your pitching staff up.
Coach, is there any change on what you can say about Tucker Bradley? And then beyond that, what are you still thinking about doing with left field?
Well, he's making some progress. I watched him play some catch yesterday. Again, his injuries to his non-throwing shoulder, so it's more of, you know, raising his arm up to catch the ball and being able to swing a bat and hold on to it. He's not swinging a bat yet. So, you know, we're 2 weeks into the injury, and that's when we're going to start making some decisions here. So probably here in the next week, we're going to know what we're going to do, see his progress and his rehab. He is getting better. He's out of a sling, and he's feeling more comfortable. But it is a pretty significant shoulder surgery or shoulder injury, and we got to hope that it's not a surgery. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll probably make that decision this week, and that's something that him and his family and, you know, our doctors and our trainers, and we'll all put our heads together figure it out. As far as left field go, it's still kind of an open audition. Randon Jernigan did a pretty good job last night coming in and getting a couple hits, and he can really run and cause some havoc. And C.J. Smith's a guy that when he doesn't pitch is going to play out there, and you've got Tucker Maxwell who's showing signs of coming on, and we just need that guy to get going. And you've got Chaney Rogers, you've got Connor Tate. We've got a lot of different options. But ideally, we'd like someone just to take the job, just say, here I am, I'm going to win this job and take over and play out there every day. But it might end up being a platoon situation.
And by the way, one more thing on Bradley, and it's almost not – it's because I like the way I think you stated it. It's not can he play, but can he play the way he wants to play and the way he plays the game, right, as far as determining
right.
his status for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and Tucker's a mature kid, and that's kind of the thing he said, is I don't want to play – with the reins on me. I don't want to play where I can't dive. I don't want to play where I can't run into a fence. I don't want to play where I can take a big 2-0 swing at a fastball. He wants to be able to play the way that he can play, or he feels like he could hurt our team.
Yep.
So those are all decisions that we're going to, you know, he just doesn't want to play to play. He wants to make sure he can play healthy, and I think that's pretty unselfish. So that's kind of what he's thinking about. He wants to make sure that he's doing everything in the best interest of our team and ultimately his future. But it's tough. You know, he's a leader for us. He's a really good player, and to see him go down, it hurts, and we'll just hopefully get him back. But, you know, it's not looking great right now, but anything can happen.
Coach, with non-conference right now before SEC play heats up, how important are these games with, you know, sorting out the batting order and, like you said earlier, you know, figuring out that outfield rotation, and even like when CJ comes on the mound, figuring out all that, how much do you use these games to kind of figure out, you know, are you going to try to have more of a set lineup in SEC play and figure things out the first month or two?
Well, you'd like to be set when you get into the SEC for the most part of who you're going to play. But, you know, it's kind of early auditions when you're playing these games to see who's going to step up, who's going to be the guy, and who can do that. And if it ends up being a platoon role in left or, you know, whatever it is, whatever position, then that's what we'll do. But it's extremely important for these guys to come out here and play well. That's what we tell them when you get your opportunity. It might be 11-0 last night, and you come in and you get a pinch hitting appearance. You better make sure that you have a good at bat, because how are we going to put you in when it's 2-1 if you don't compete when it's 11-1? So we want to make sure that when you get your opportunities that you make the most of them, and it makes us easier to put you in a lineup. But when we get into SEC play, yeah, we would like to be solidified with what we're doing.
By the way, I believe all 7 wins have been won by the starting pitcher, and in the game against Brooklyn, I guess Elliott allowed an unearned run in his outing. I mean, the pitching has been really, really good so far.
Yeah, it has been. That's been very encouraging to see our starters be able to go deep into games. And that's something that, you know, in the past, we've had some good starting pitching, but it hasn't been as consistent as it is right now. And you know, our pitchers are giving us a breath in the bullpen. When you have to put Zach Kristofak and Ryan Webb and Aaron Shunk out there every single night, they're going to wear out when you get into the middle later of the year. So it's important that our starters are able to go deep into the game, and that we also establish some depth. Some other guys come in and get some things done. And so, yeah, the starting pitching has been great, and you know, we're anticipating having those guys go out there and have good starts this weekend and give us another chance to win.
By the way, I know I keep asking this question. LJ Talley just keeps making these really good defensive plays that we had talked about maybe a couple of years ago. He's not making, but are you not surprised? But I mean, this is what you're seeing in practice every day, and I'm sure you saw it in the fall as well. Is that, you know, just the progress that LJ has made, and the defense that you guys have played, especially in the infield, has been amazing.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. Watching all 4 of those guys out there, you know, pick it and throw it around the infield. It's really special. And you know, those guys have played a lot of innings, made a lot of plays. And when you're talking about LJ, you're talking about a player for his first 2 years was limited with his range. He just wasn't as athletic as you'd like him to be. He was going to swing the bat and be a really good player for you and be steady, but his range wasn't where it needed to be. And I'm just really proud of the way he responded to the challenge that we gave him, because that's what we told him at the end of his sophomore year. Hey, if you want to keep this position, if you want to play and you want to be a pro guy, you're going to have to get more athletic. You're going to have to get quicker with your feet and get some more range. And he set himself on a mission to get it done. And what you're seeing now is the product of a lot of hard work to get him to where he is, and just really proud of the way he's responded and the way he's playing.
Georgia baseball coach Scott Strickland along with us. I wanted to ask Coach Daly when Maxwell hit the inside the Parker the other day, where he decided he was going to give him the quick little let's go for it and see what happens here. And it was, they always talk about the triples, the most exciting play in baseball. I guess you see more of those. But I would say the inside the park home run is about the most exciting play. That was fun on Sunday.
Yeah, you don't see it very often. And, you know, Coach Daly, if you watch him at third base, he's really good at what he does because he's very subtle. When you think about some of the, you know, the Ivan Johnson scoring from first base on a stolen base last year, Mitchell Webb scoring at SunTrust 2 years ago, if you go back and watch the tape, you don't see Coach Daly jumping up and down, waving him. You see him very subtly waving guys. He doesn't want to draw attention to what might happen. And he did the same thing with Tucker. He gets down that line and just very subtly gives him, and our guys know that he's not going to jump around and draw attention to it. So When he saw that throw go high in the air, if you hit the cutoff man there, he probably doesn't send it. But the right fielder turned and just chucked it into the infield. And as soon as he saw the loft of the ball, he sent him, and he scored, and it was an exciting play.
It was great. It was fun. There's no doubt about that. Well, I know right now statistically we've kind of got the big four, and then waiting for maybe the next couple of guys to step up. So hopefully this weekend we'll see. I'll be curious to see what the lineups look like this weekend, but certainly excited for Emerson tomorrow. Hopefully, like you said, we'll stay on track, but he's been terrific. And seeing Cole have his best outing yesterday was nice as well.
Yeah, no, it was really encouraging to see Cole yesterday, because that's what we all know what he's capable of. And what he did his first two times out there, he was overthrowing. And he's throwing 97 miles an hour, and it's still amazing. We still shake our head as, okay, he's not pitching the way that he should be pitching, but he's still throwing 97. How the heck's he getting hit? But the ball's just been up in the zone, and he's been behind in counts. He's pitching a lot of 1-0, 2-0, 2-1 counts. And when you're doing that, you're going to get hit at this level. And yesterday he worked ahead in the count. And the other thing that Coach Kenny and him worked on in the bullpen is just getting on top of the baseball more. Sometimes he gets a little bit too far on the side, and if he gets too far on the side, the ball flattens out. When he's on top of it, it sinks. And what you saw yesterday, if you looked at the velos, he was more 93-94 yesterday and not 96-97, but he had better results because the ball was sinking more. He had more action on it. And, the sign for me when he got that ground ball double play, that's a really good sign that he's getting on top of the ball instead of being on the side of it, and that allows the hitter to elevate it. So it's kind of strange. You have to get on top of it a little bit more to get more sink. And, think about Derek Lowe. When Derek Lowe pitched, he wasn't a side armor. He threw on top and let that ball sink down below, and that's what Cole Wilcox can do.
Well, it's like a couple of years ago when Losey, got here, and remember his first start, he was throwing so hard, he was gassed. He was so jacked up, he was gassed in the second inning, and, seeing his development has been great too. And, I would assume that Cole hopefully will have that same progression.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. And again, the things I've talked about Cole is, certainly the talent is there, but he's an extremely hard worker and he's big-time competitive. And that's Tony Losey too. So those guys are going to have success. The guys that you worry about are the guys that are really talented but don't work as hard. Because, when you're really talented and you're better than everybody else when you're in high school, it's easy to kind of walk through some things and then maybe not work as hard or do that extra rep in the weight room or that extra sprint. It's easy to do that because you're better than everybody else. But eventually people are going to pass you up. And when you've got guys that are really, really talented and they're really competitive and they work hard, that those guys are – it's going to work out for them. So that's why Tony's had success and that's why Cole's going to have success.
All right, Coach, congratulations again on the milestone win yesterday. I know you're thinking, hey, it's another game, got to get ready for Georgia Southern. Certainly excited to see how the team does this weekend. We'll see you down in Statesboro, and best of luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Georgia head coach Scott Strickland.